I know we're going to be joined momentarily by, and right now, we're going to be joined by second place finisher, Brett Moffitt, driver of the number 23 Destiny Homes Chevrolet. Reminder to the media to ask a question, go to the participants tab and raise your hand. Brett, why don't we just have you take us quickly through your run there? We'll let media queue up a couple more questions.
You know, a lot like Austin said, obviously, I was not a fan of the pit stop procedure we had today. It just took all the strategy out, all the chance to make up spots on pit road. So that was a little bit frustrating, but I don't know. We were pretty much a sixth to third place truck all race long, and fortunately got some track position on that last restart and was able to push our teammate to the lead there. And ultimately, it's a good day for GMS. We had a lot of fast trucks here, and we just got to continue that momentum.
Awesome. All right, we're going to go to questions now for you. We will start with Bob Pockris.
Yeah, do your GMS teammates like different things than you?
Yeah, I would say we're all a little bit different. I'd say the 26 is generally the furthest off. Sheldon and I are very, very similar week in, week out, and the 21 is pretty similar to us as well.
Yeah, I was just curious because I wonder if your experience means that you're looking for potentially something different than the others, and if that potentially is one of the things that maybe is why maybe you don't have the speed that you want to have.
Yeah, I think there's a few reasons for that, but we got to take care of that internally. So we'll figure it out. We'll keep building momentum. Just trying to do all I can do and make the most of the equipment that we're bringing to the track. So we'll see.
Thanks, Brett.
Next, we'll go to Marty Zakala.
Thanks, Steph. Brett, I was kind of curious what you thought of Sam Mayer's performance today. He was leading a few laps, had a good performance. What'd you think?
Yeah, he's a really good driver. You know, he's got a ton of speed. The biggest thing he needs to work on is consistency, but you know, he knows that and the people around him know it and he's working on it. So, you know, I look for him to do big things. I think as a whole right now, we have by far the best driver lineup, especially in the truck series, as far as talent goes. So it's a lot of fun working with drivers who are all really talented and bring new insight. So he did a really good job. You know, I think that last restart, essentially, he might have spun the tires a little bit and lost control of the race. And the two and I just did a very good job of launching and beating him into one there. So experience will calm him down a little bit. And when that happens, he's going to be really good.
And I want to ask you about next week at Darlington, the big storyline that came out of the team last week. You got Greg Biffle join you guys on Sunday. How much are you looking forward to having the Biff in the 24?
I think it'll be interesting. You know, it's going to be really good to see what his thoughts are. Obviously, the last truck he drove, he won, and that was our kind of main competition's equipment. So I think someone with his experience and his resume is going to bring new insight to our team and hopefully help us as a whole improve. Obviously, we're where we want to be right now. We just need to keep this momentum into the playoffs, and hopefully he can help guide us in that direction.
Thanks for your time, Brett. Great run today.
Yep, thank you.
And we'll wrap up with Ashley McCoven with Popular Speed.
In watching your teammate each pick up wins this season, how frustrating is it seeing that zero in the win column for yourself?
Very. I don't know. It pisses me off, honestly, you know. Yeah, that's really all I got to say.
And there's a lot of comparisons made today between this weekend's race and the championship finale at Phoenix later on this season. What do you feel you guys learned today that you feel will help down the road there?
You know, I would say you can't relate too much between the two tracks. But it was good to run on this tire and kind of get a feel for this tire. I didn't think this year I felt like we've been hit or miss with the tire situation that Goodyear and NASCAR is bringing in it and how we're interpreting the data that we're getting from Pratt and Miller and Chevrolet and Goodyear. So it was good to get some experience on this tire that we'll be running at Phoenix. And for the the fact that all five of our trucks had a lot of speed is definitely a positive sign. You know, we need to get to Phoenix first. So it's good experience, good notes. We'll build on it and try to make Final Four and go after a championship.
Perfect. Thank you.
And Brett, we had one more question actually come in from Chris Knight. Go ahead, Chris.
Hey, Brett, I was just wondering if your experience will be something beneficial for you at Darlington and Richmond compared to the rest of the truck series.
I would hope so. I think there's probably only, I would say, four of us really that are going to be in the field that have a lot of experience there. And, you know, that certainly helps as far as, one, how we prepare the truck and what we need it to do. And then two, you know, just not knocking the fence down because we've all done it before. So it's good that in a situation with no practice and the trucks haven't been there a long time to kind of know a little bit more of the track than your competitors. And hopefully that pays off next weekend.
Thanks, Brett.
All right, Brett, thanks for joining us. We'll see you in a week at Darlington.
Thank you.